Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman. Is every day a Groundhog Day? Is your life on rinse and repeat? Welcome to another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about Groundhog Day. You're going to be asking, why would I want to be talking about Groundhog Day as we come to the end of the year? How the heck is that going to help me be successful, not only to achieve my goals this year, but exceed my goals for next year? Well, tune in, because I have a pleasant surprise for you today. So recently I woke up like I normally wake up in my normal routines. I typically get up at 5 a.m., I go get a cup of coffee, I sit in my chair, read my devotionals, drink my coffee as I wake up for the day. Typically, I do my prayers of appreciation where I thank God for all the things that He provides for me, ask forgiveness for all the mistakes that I've made, and think about what I need to be doing for the day. And it hit me just last week, this feels like yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. And I got to thinking, Groundhog Day. If you haven't seen the movie with Bill Murray, it's a great movie. I think it's probably one of the most spiritual movies you'll read of its kind. I watched this movie many, many years ago, and it was a game changer for me. And I've been thinking about it lately that my days have been somewhat rinse and repeat. Same old, same old, same old. My question to you is your life same old, same old? Do you get up every day, go to work, come home, get up the next day, go to work, come home, and do you feel like rinse and repeat? Same old, Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day? Well, I started to think about the movie, and if you watch the movie, what I got out of the movie, and I don't know if everyone gets this out of the movie, but I thought it was a profound movie. Why? Because in the movie, if you've not seen it, I don't want to give away the plot, but essentially Bill Murray is a reporter in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where Groundhog Day is putting on, and he needs to, you know, do the, you know, everyday Groundhog Day thing. And he gets into this routine over and over that he wakes up and he's in Groundhog Day for many, many years. And he can't get out of it. And in the beginning of the series of the movies, he's doing everything to kill himself, which is not very good. And then he got to the point where he was doing things illegal, which is not very good, to the point where he'd been in this loop over and over again that eventually he started to do good. And that's where things started to change for him. And the metaphor, the example there for me is so often we get in negative and we're going to stay in negative. We do dumb stuff or bad stuff and we stay bad and not happy. But it's not till we can make a difference that I think that the mind shift happens. And that's what I loved about the movie is that it went from what could he do damage-wise in a day to what impact can he make in a day. Let me say that again. He went from the beginning of the movie to what damage could he do to later in the movie, what difference can he make? In fact, what fascinated me the most, the spiritual moment, the game changer moment was that in one day, he made an impact in more people's lives than most people do in most people's years of living. And so back to today, I said to myself, if each day is a new day for me, what can I do to make a bigger difference? And hence this podcast, because I think so often we get stuck in a rut. I'll give you an example. I just got a new client and I was asking him his goals. And he said that, you know, he has this goals of building his business. And, you know, in the near future, he looks to forward to freeing himself up to go around the country and speaking and consulting like I do. And I said, oh, interesting. Tell me more about that. And so he went on to tell me how he built his business. And he has a number two in place and a number three in place and a number four in place. And I said to him, can I give you some advice? I know you're not a client right this moment, but can I act like you're one of my clients? And he said, sure. I said, it sounds like 85% of the work is being done by the three key people of your company. He's like, yep, they are. I said, so you have a number two, a number three, a number four. Yep. I said, how about we just do this? How about come January 1st, you no longer work in the company and they're now responsible for running it. In fact, you go up to them and say, hey, I'm going to stop working January 1st. You run the company. Whatever you need to know, you don't know, come see me before that deadline. And then I paused and then he thought and he said, oh my God, I could do that. Now, that doesn't mean he won't be in the business, but he can be out of the business if he chooses to. So I repeated it to him just to make sure he heard me. I said to him, what I would do is I'd go to your two key leaders, your three key leaders, and say to them, come January 1st, I want you guys to run the business, they're gals actually, to run the business. What you don't know or I'm doing, come see me and get it out of my head, and then you'll know it, and then I can go do other things. He's like, I don't have to wait to do that. I can do that now. And I said, yep. He goes, sign me up. I want to become a client. And I'm like, okay, I'll sign you up. So I think so often we get into a rut, a routine that we don't think of other ways of getting out of it. I'll give you another example of that. I was talking to a client right before I just did this episode, and I shared the same thing to them, where they're waiting for to get an assistant. And I think I said the last episode that waiting to get an assistant, and they could get an assistant today, or a key leader in their company today, and not wait. What's my point? I think that if we can think of life differently, we can have that shift like I did with Groundhog Day, things would be different. For example, you're probably, for those of you listening right now, you're going, oh, this is just a job. And you come in every day and say, it's just a job. Or if you have a micro business, I'm always going to be small. I'm always going to be small. Or you're a business owner and you're like not acting like a business owner, you're acting like an employee. In other words, you all inspired me with this episode when the other day I was thinking about my life as Groundhog Day, day in and day out, I started changing the way I looked at my life and my business. Today is a day where I thank God. I then ask for forgiveness for any mistakes that I have made. And now I'm saying, what difference can I make in a big way today? And that's where my podcast, my blog, my lunch and earns, all these things I'm doing now, I'm reinvigorated because now it's not just doing it because you're supposed to do that kind of stuff. I'm doing because I can make a bigger impact. In fact, you have come up to me recently, all of you all, and said to me, thank you for your podcast. I just listened to your podcast. So my question is, where are you living day to day, just a job, just enough? My circumstances are my circumstances. Or do you want to have a shift like I just did with my client last week and my client today and with myself just weeks ago? That is the question. So you're probably saying, well, Jim, that's fine. Okay, I want to have a change in my mindset. I don't want to be a Groundhog Day where everything's negative. I want to be positive. And I highly recommend you watch the movie because it is really significant and the difference you can make in people's lives one day at a time. So here's my homework assignment for you. If you're driving, I want you to take a moment to listen to these questions. If you're at your desk, maybe get out a pen and paper. So how do we get that mind shift? This is this kind of the questions I ask people over the years, to include myself, to shift my way of thinking from negative to positive to empowered. So one of the questions I might ask is, if you had $8 million in the bank, but still had to work, what would you do? If you were a millionaire and you still did what you did, what difference would you make? Let me tell you more about that. Let me give an example. So many years ago, I was in the publishing business. We published personalized calendars. And my business partner did a business plan. And according to the business plan, I was worth $8 million. If everything went as well as expected, I would have been worth $8 million. That hit me like a ton of bricks. I sat in my office in Norfolk, Virginia, and I said, wow, according to this document, I am a millionaire. What would I do differently? I got up from my desk, I knocked on my partner's door, and I said, do you have a moment? He goes, yes. I need to share something with you. If we're going to move forward with this business, I need to share something with you. He goes, go ahead. I said, according to your business plan, well-written, by the way, I am worth, or we are all worth $8 million. He goes, yep, that's correct. Well, then I want to be able to give back. I want a percentage of our profits to go towards charity. He goes, okay, yeah, no problem. I said, no, I'm not moving forward as your partner if we're not giving back day one in this business. He thought about it. He took a puff of his cigarette and he said, consider it done. Oh, by the way, it's a good tax write-off, so that helps the business too. I'm like, don't do that, but okay, I got what I wanted. But the point being is, I didn't have the $1 million in my bank, but in that moment, I was able to shift into it that I could give back. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is to change the way you look at your world, your life right now, and see what difference you can make as is. Here's another example. Say you have a team of people, say 5 to 6 employees, And a lot of business owners, they don't have all performing people. But imagine if you had all A players working for you, meaning every person did their position productively, profitably, and amazingly, and the business could run without you, what would you do differently? Would you travel? Would you give back? Would you volunteer your time for your industry? Would you go around the office supporting your A players, making sure they stay A players and are encouraged? Maybe that's the kind of question you have to ask yourself to shift from a negative to a positive, to being disempowered to empowered. And the last thing I'll say in this particular situation for some of you out there, what if you could take the day off, completely take the day off, guilt-free, work-free, stress-free, what would you do? What if you could take a week off, worry-free, stress-free, work-free, what would you do? And if you could take a month off, stress-free, work-free, worry-free, what would you do? For some of us, we haven't even thought about it. That's why we haven't considered doing it. So in closing, I don't want you to wait for someday that never comes. Because today is the day that you can act on this. Today is the day that you can have that shift from negative to positive. For me, it was just days ago, I was sitting in my living room saying, wow, this feels like yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. And this is a new day that I can do anything and I want to make a difference. I want to be an impact in people's life. So today's the day that I'm going to make those phone calls. I'm going to reach out to those people that I care about. I'm going to call my strategic partners to see how they're doing. I'm going to call my brothers to tell them that I love them. I'm going to do something different each and every day to live the life in amazing ways. Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.